This is LaShawna Williams. Welcome back to another episode of Shay's Talks, the podcast.
Took us 2 hours just to hit the record button.
2 hours and 19 minutes.
Yes, just to hit the record button, y'all. So, wow. Today's topic, life after 40. I am one of your co-hosts, Michelle with an M-I.
I'm Chyna.
Emily.
Michelle, M-E.
And I'm Sheba.
Yes. So finally, we are definitely missing our last co-host, which is LaShawna, but she had a very eventful week over there in Grenada. So shout out to LaShawna. So y'all, we are talking about life after 40. What's your first thoughts?
Slow. I can't get my clothes that I used to fit when I was 40.
You can't fit your clothes.
Yeah.
Got it. First, my first thought is we slow to death. Okay. Slow to death.
We used to be better with this technology stuff.
No, we didn't have so much technology.
We didn't
have so much technology.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, definitely. Okay. So I get it. Clothes don't fit. We slow to death. Anybody else? What comes to
mind?
Can't
find stuff. Put stuff in bags that are not ours. We still can't find it.
Like how I just zipped my phone up in somebody else's bag and then was like, where's my phone?
That part.
All right, cool. So
I do want to say everybody's going into everything that's like we're missing or whatever, but there are good parts to being over 40. Like,
absolutely.
I don't give two shits.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I'll make sure to check the explicit.
About, you know, people's opinions. I have grown comfort in myself and I'm definitely on it is what it is. It is what it is. And I wasn't okay with that when I was younger. I really wanted things to be what they weren't. And now I'm like, it is what it is.
Mm. I got one. The kids are actually really gone.
For real, for real.
And that's only some of us. Emily, not empty nesters.
We're not there yet.
Not there. I got long ways. Real long ways. That one, yeah.
But you know what, though? I keep saying Sheba. He was almost free.
All right. She was almost there.
As LaShawna would say, I almost got my AARP card.
Exactly. So let's talk about that. Like, are we really ready for AARP?
Right. You know what?
I want every discount I can get a hold of.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
I still don't use it. And y'all know I've been in that way past 40 and some for some years. Every time I see something come in the mail from AARP, I'll be like, no.
That's a discount to me. I would definitely use them.
Well, one thing I love about us living this life over 40 is that we are still very youthful.
I agree.
Right. And I think that's important. As you continue to age, right, whether you cross over into 50 is to remain youthful. Like we were just talking, right, about the whole dating thing, you know. Well, y'all are all married, right, except for me. The Michelles are not married, right? But we want a man that's youthful. You know, like, yes. I don't want you pulling up to my house in a damn Buick. Like,
not a Buick.
Avalon. Wait. Or, no, I can't go there, but I will say this, Michelle. So I have this friend that's looking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And swears he can get down. Saw me at some party and that's that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I decide, okay, you know, I got nothing to do. Let me go out. Went out, and when he showed up in an Uber, which is fine.
Okay.
But then I said, okay, you want to experience what I do? I was going to teach a salsa class. So So I'm teaching the salsa class. And everybody else is dancing. And he's sitting down. He's 70. So he's sitting down. And I'm like, dude, what you doing?
You don't think 70 is too old to date?
Oh, no. Mm-mm. You got some youthful 70s? I have met some youthful 70s. I have been getting out of my comfort zone because I was bored. So in being bored, I'm like, I'm not gonna not give somebody else a chance just because they got a 7 in front.
I don't know.
I do know there are some women, like for instance, my auntie, she is like 76 and fabulous.
See?
And she looks like she is roughly about maybe 50, 55. And when I say she would dance you off that dance floor, and I was like, I can't keep up, auntie. I just cannot. And I would just be looking at her and she really be moving. But I don't see no men doing that at 70. Mm-hmm. And they just be... Mm-hmm. Younger.
Yeah. So what is the threshold? Let me just ask that. For you, mm-hmm. Let's say, because these are married people, except for us. My threshold, let me see, I'm 49. I can probably say I think somewhere between 50 and 55, mm-hmm. if I'm gonna go older, mm-hmm. is my threshold.
But I'm there at that 55 mark.
Okay.
So I'm 40. What am I? 30? See, I forgot because you told me to stop
counting. Right, stop saying it. Right,
you told me to stop counting. So I'm at 54. Mm-hmm. So my threshold, really, honestly, I would say 60, but I was bored, so that was why I went.
I'm just trying to figure out how to step. Like, what did he say? Like, what's his lines?
I'm sorry.
It wasn't a line. It was just can I take you out? It was just. Hey, can we do lunch or something? It was that easy.
Yeah, I'm out here looking 17. I don't want to. I don't need nobody out here looking like a child left. Okay. I don't care what you do. But let me stop because I am married to a younger man, so.
I mean, I'm into the younger dudes too. It's just that I just have a low tolerance too, though.
I do
too. For the BS.
I do.
Me dating at 40. 40 plus.
You don't want to be there.
Honey.
You don't.
What time does your date end? Like, I mean, because I know for me, as that's I got older, question. at 10 o'clock, I was like, 10, okay,
right.
I'm in the bed.
She right.
No, maybe 10:30. So what time is your date? Because if we got on a date 12 o'clock, I'm yawning. Like how long? Over 40. I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean,
like,
I agree, especially if I went to work that day.
Exactly. Like I'm literally going to have to take a 5 hour to stay up.
Well, the 70-year-old's threshold is 8 o'clock. And that's too young for me. I mean,
to start or to end?
No, to end.
So what time did y'all date at 3?
No, we had gone out and it was when I was teaching, I believe it was 6 p.m. So by 8:30, when we were done, he was tired. He was like, oh, take me home. And asked me to tie his shoe. Wait, and asked me to tie his shoe.
Michelle, we can stop. You don't want to continue on with this conversation.
All right. I don't even know how we got there. I don't know how we got there.
Okay, wow. But going out at night, I think that is an over 40 thing. The other night, my girlfriend, she had a birthday party. And it started, I want to say, at 8. So they said. So I said I was going to be late. Honestly, I was in the house and it was like 6:30. I was like, I don't know about this. I have not actually left my house after the sun went down in so long that it seemed crazy to me. Like I was really pulling all I had. Like
we're out before that.
Yeah, I'm already out. Right. Get in my car and leave. The sun is already down. This is not a good formula. Insta mountain. So I go out there and I get to the party. I call myself. I'm supposed to be fashionably late. It's like 8:40. And then we get a text from the birthday girl saying she ain't going to be there till 10 o'clock. I live 40 minutes away. That's not going to work out for me. I'm tired already. I wasn't even going to come. So I'm like, okay, stay positive. I did have a really good time. And I went I went to this place. I don't go out. You know, I'm married. We work, whatever. So we go to this place, and I hadn't been out in a long time, and it really dawned on me. I have not been to a club or get together. So this is the neighborhood hangout, apparently. But it's the neighborhood hangout for people over 40.
Where was it? Yeah. I probably know.
It was Dudley's. On a Saturday night in Stone Mountain.
Did she say Dudley?
Dudley. Dudley. Yes.
That part.
So everybody's over 40, and it was very interesting. Okay. First of all, the body shapes. So I'm like, oh. The fashion. Another thing. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You know,
leopard skin.
It wasn't that, you know. Snake, I think that shoes, you know, we have to ask ourselves, like, no. See, that's okay. Old. These are people who are shaped like grown people, okay, dressing like they're in New York in the 2000s. So, you know, you still have, you know, the hats and, you know, the what do you call it? The like Letterman jackets or leather jackets or chains or whatever. But then they have a beer belly, or a man would have like a larger belly or what have you. So it's like, they didn't really change their style. Mm-hmm. So they weren't like, you know, they didn't look like pimps.
They were stuck in a trunk. They were stuck there and nobody rescued them.
But it's a hard, or shiny. Men with shiny stuff is like different.
What? Shiny what? You better not tell me no shiny pants.
Like gold
teeth? No, shiny like liquid pants.
Come on now.
No, like, you know, like gold lettering on their shirts and different things like that. And it's like, okay, you out here, you got on cologne. I see it. I see you.
Wait, I don't cologne.
Was it?
Oh,
no, I mean, it was a group.
Oh, my karate.
And I don't want to make fun of people, because everybody had a really good time. They came out as clean as they could, but we're not shaped the same. We're not young.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know, our moves don't look exactly the same. So when you hear "Ooh, baby, come on the stereo," and you run to the dance floor, you don't look the same way you did when "Get Up On This" just came out. You know,
not "Get Up On This,"
right? Because you know, you take it back.
That's forever. Get up on this.
I know what you're talking about.
So it just was a reality check, because everybody was having a good time. Everybody seemed to be, you know, as clean as they could, hair done. They put effort into themselves. I'm not going to say that they didn't. And it was a really good time. I had one of the best times I've had in a long time. It made me realize, like, wow, I haven't been out like this in a long time. Mm-hmm. And I had a good time. The chicken wings were very good. They were very tasty.
You know, that's our go-to.
Yes. The DJ was great.
It was that day.
But it was like, just looking around the room, I'm like, wow, so I am grown, because.
Yeah, because this is your new vibe.
And then you only see the world from out of your eyes. And you may walk past the mirror or whatever, but honestly, you're probably looking like everybody else.
Yeah,
you're not as shapely as you used to be. Right. You're not as, you know, cool. Your moves are not the same. And you've yawned because it's 11 o'clock now. You know what I'm saying?
11
o'clock,
right?
You know, it can't always be like them. It's us too.
Yeah, no, I agree. We're right along with them probably. But I honestly think that we, again, are a very youthful over 40. In terms of us, the shades.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny that you speak about the whole body types that you saw, right? Because a lot of people are getting a lot of work done to themselves over 40.
Oh.
Not saying that it's a good or a bad thing. My thing is, if you got to do it, if that's what you want to do, do it. But just like they're kind of stuck in time, are we kind of stuck in time? Like, remember when we was looking at the pictures earlier, we was like, oh, remember when I used to be that skinny?
Mm-hmm.
Like, those were just times that we miss, and we don't realize it until we see those old pictures.
Or sometimes we feel like we were fat then, and then we look back and we're like,
I wasn't fat, but I'm fat now.
I'd give to be a size eight. But how do we embrace our body image, right? Like, me personally, I just buy my clothes to fit my body image so I still look good. I still turn 25 every year, right? Because it's not that I don't care. I do want to go to the gym, but y'all, it's just getting there.
What I had to do, because I went through a really hard time when I started gaining weight, which I am almost twice the size that I used to be. And even if you decide you're going to work out and you're going to eat right and all this, whatever change you're going to have, it's not going to happen tomorrow. So you have to love the skin you're in during your whole journey. And I had to just accept like, hey, this is it. And I have to appreciate my body. I have to appreciate the changes. Also appreciating a grown woman's body, because although being thin is nice, there's something to an adult body. If it's in shape, especially, it looks really good. It's an adult body. It's sensual, sexual. It's beautiful. But it's about what you ingest. So if you're constantly looking at 20-year-olds and you're constantly looking at body con dresses and stuff like that, that are not going to look at you, then you're going to be like, oh, I need to buy this. And then you get to be like, this does not look like it did in the model. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't look at the model. Mm-hmm. And so I do appreciate a lot of brands are actually changing things. So you go into Fenty and you can say, hey, you know what? You're showing me a B cup chick. I have a G. So what she's happening, I can't believe that this little bra is going to hold up these things. So I want to see and it look in the my same. Size. If you're, I do that with most of the places that I buy online. I'll go and Google or go through the ads. And if I see a skinny girl, that's not what I'm looking at. I'm trying to see how does this fabric lay across a belly? Mm-hmm. Okay. A belly like mine. And if I can see like, oh, I could see her belly button. That's not going to be it for me. Next. This ain't it for me. So I try to really ingest people who are looking like me. There's nothing wrong with people who don't look like me, but it is a beautiful time that we are seeing, you know, black hair on magazines. We're seeing thicker girls and we're seeing more mature women. I want to see a mature, thicker woman in something and find that sensual. So I went through this phase where I started just following thick, curvy girls on Instagram and I just started ingesting them. I'm like, she feels sexy. She looks sexy. I know I can feel sexy. I can look sexy. So I'm now in competition or not competition, but, you know, in league with them. And so I feel good. It was hard when I'm in league with a 20-year-old who I'm not going to look like again. And that's okay. So changing your diet of what you're pulling into your mind is also going to help.
But not everybody is okay.
Yeah. For me, mine was a little bit different.